We are studying from the Baal HaSulam articles, the Article 1 Commandment. We're under the title Speech, Thought, and Action. You're invited to come to Cup TV and send questions, and we will air questions that are pertinent to the topic of the lesson. We are on One Commandment under Speech, Thought, and Action.
Okay, I'd like to remind us that Cholon and Petach Tikva are working in our new building, 21 people, building our new home. The Cholon group came, and also the Rehovot group came here. So, that's the whole group, Rehovot. Rehovot, guys. So we're very happy that they're with us, and let's hope that later on all the groups will come. There's place for everyone. And not to forget about the Congress in Bulgaria. There are still places left. It's good to register now because there's just one hotel in that area. So please go to the site, register eurocongress.info. It'll save a lot of running around. And for us to also know exactly what to prepare ourselves for, so everything will be organized and convenient. So everyone's invited to come. And if you're intending to come, then please register. And what about speech, thought, and action?
Speech, thought, and action. Work of any kind should include thought, speech, and action. We have already explained the practical part of the one mitzvah. One should agree to dedicate all of one's free time to benefit the people in the world. The aspect of thought is more essential in this mitzvah than in mitzvot relating to man and God. This is because in mitzvot between man and God, the act in itself testifies that the intention is to benefit one's maker, as there is no other room for such an action but him. Yet with what concerns man and man, they are justified in and of themselves, since human conscience necessitates them. However, if one performs them from this perspective, he has not done a thing. In other words, these actions will not bring him closer to the Creator and to actual work lishma. Thus, each person should think that one is doing all that only to bring contentment to one's Maker and to resemble His ways. As He is merciful, I am merciful. And as He always imparts good, so do I. And so on and so forth. This image, coupled with good deeds, will bring one closer to the Creator, in a way that will equalize one's form to spirituality and to kedusha, to holiness. In this manner, one becomes like a seal fit to receive the true higher abundance. The speech refers to the prayer in the mouth, during the work and in fixed times, for the Creator to turn one's heart from reception to bestowal. Also, it is contemplating the Torah and matters that promote achieving it.
Meaning, everything is depends on the intention, the goal that we have to come to, which is to become like the Creator, to be good that does good, to be good to Him, just like the host and the guest. Of course, actions are also beneficial because we're in the world of actions and speech, but as long as it follows the right thought, the right intention. Otherwise, it might even deviate us from the path, freeze us in different actions, which are called customs that give you no progress. And eventually, that also gives a result. But if we're talking about a person's work, then his work is first and foremost thought, the definition of the goal, the direction, and afterwards, all that you can do, you have to do in speech, in action, to join the thought. Questions?
I don't understand the matter that the prayer is in speaking. After all, the prayer is not in words.
Maybe it's not in words. Speech, it's also not about words. And if someone's mute, I'll let your friend ask.
I didn't understand the lesson of yesterday and the lesson today that you said, and you negated the fact that the action itself proves the intention. According to what Moshe said yesterday, it's exactly opposite to what he's telling me here. Here we go. So what you said yesterday was also opposite. So let's open this. What is the action itself that's proving the intention? Because the action is with your hands and your feet, no?
Okay.
So why is he telling me that this is proving my intention? Yesterday you said that the actions do not prove the intention.
I agree that the action strengthens the intention. That if I can perform, carry out my intention in action, then I do it. I love someone. What's the expression for it? That I can't stop myself. I burst out and give him a present. The intention is such that it has to somehow realize itself in our world. If you really have a strong desire, then that's how you act. You can't not act. You do it in all your all different possibilities. As a hatred or love, you're constantly bothered with, okay, what do I do with that person? Either I do all the possible evil of how do I arrange this and this and that, or the other way around. How do I make it so that he'll have full abundance and what and how and where? How? Without an action? There are no actions, actually. It's the expression of the desire, but it's the desire that's operating there. When you move your hand, is it the hand working? It's the desire to move your hand. It's a desire.
I know that, just like you said yesterday or the lesson before that, that if I'm laying in bed and I'm doing my intentions, I don't need to do any action. I may be just being lazy and someone's just flapping some wind on me and I don't need to do any action at all.
Right. You don't want to take an action. That means that your intention is not
complete. What is it, an action without intention?
Because your intention did not yet go through the four phases as Al-Bet Gimel Da. Where Dalit is already the response. It didn't finish. It's still somewhere in between, stuck on something.
Kabbalist, you're as a Kabbalist. Do you need to do an action? It's enough that you're doing intentions.
No.
Actually.
No.
No?
Let's now make intentions over the dissemination. The whole world is already in heaven. We all love each other. And what? What is this whole world for if it's created this way? What do we exist for? You will not be able to reach the final correction unless you realize all these things in practice, regardless of how much time it'll take or whatever. It has to be, in our matter, the demonstration of the right intentions. That's how it is. But the question is, I take actions. The intentions are wrong, but at least the actions. Actions, it's worthwhile doing too, because you awaken somewhere, somehow, maybe even in a few thousands of years, but you wake up to ask, what is it for? And then as a result, you have these two phenomena. Either you go out to alien education, like during the time of enlightenment, or you grow stronger and you say, I keep on going anyway. And one way or another, you reach a state where nonetheless you have to know why, what for, how, where does it come from, and so on. There's a crisis. This crisis is extending, expanding, and gradually reaching everyone.
Meaning, for every action that needs to be intentional, I'm saying, without intention, without intention, without intention.
Every person in the world is obligated, according to the purpose, the goal of creation, according to the plan, to reach the right intention, because the whole world was created only in intention. You have to add nothing to the world to receive but the intention. It's just the masach and ochozel. Intention, that's it. A new form of utilization of the matter that's called the intention.
This is where I have the question. When we do the dissemination like you're doing, people are not with intention. They're not doing this with intention. They're just doing an action. Is it okay or not?
Of course it's okay.
How is it okay? You just said, wait. You're saying that we can do an action. We can't do an action without intention, right? First an intention and then the action.
No, totally without intention. No one goes out. But when we go out to some act of dissemination, we are included and integrated of the desires of the others, like we've learned today, that we lower the Galgalta and Anayim down to the... we lower our Achab to the Galgalta and Anayim of the lower. Look at the sketch. This is what we're doing. We are doing action number two. We bring our achap down to the Galgalta and Anayim of the lower. And as a result, what? The lower one has problems. Otherwise, we wouldn't have done it. Why didn't we do it 15 or 150 years ago? Or 1500 years ago? Why not? Because the lower was not ready. Today the lower is, thank God, the Creator gave them some problems. And they feel that they have certain complaints. Baal HaSulam said it was possible to come to this 100 years ago without the Holocaust and without everything. But they didn't want to listen for different reasons. Today they do. We have to show them now that there is a force that will raise them to a good degree. So we lower the achab to them. We come to them with dissemination. We're integrated in them. Among my people, I sit, I dwell, we as if infiltrate them.
So the way you're defining it, right away, it's done automatically.
No, not on our behalf, automatically.
Yes, because
it seems to that I'm not controlling it.
You're managing, yes. But
so how automatically? What are you saying about my work?
I'll tell you, not your job. I'm talking about the people that you're sending to the dissemination.
Them too. We learned many things. You see, today we learned too. What do you mean that we're working without any mind? We're not like some other organizations.
I didn't say that it's without a mind. I'm just saying that they're doing it still without the right intention.
No, with the
Why
right
not?
Intention. We learned Israel Oraiten Kuchabriko, the Galgalta and Nayim of the lower comes down to the Achab of the upper comes down to the Galgalta and Nayim of the lower. We understand the good that does good, Ali, Ali, the lower, upper, and the upper, upper. We know what are, we come down to the people in order to raise them up, we come down, and otherwise we can't rise, and then they and we were in this mutual work of Golgotha and Anayim and Achab toward the higher force, toward the Creator. For this, He is awakening, He is giving us problems in order for us to turn to Him. Everything's clear that you don't hear it. Why do you say this about everyone? You're this black sheep.
No, I'm saying that those that are coming here and studying 10 or 15 years, I have no problem with that. But people are just studying for 6 months, 8 months, a year, and you're going out to dissemination.
You're
why am I just like that thing?
What you're saying is wrong. We take people for whatever needs, whether it's a lecture, workshops, prisons, schools, wherever we go, the people that go are people that went through many courses, that learn a lot of time, for a long time, they know what they're headed for. Are you taking part in our dissemination?
I mean, all kinds of terms and fields in dissemination.
In different fields. In practice, do you go out with a few more people to different organizations to do something? Do you go or not?
I'm doing the intentions.
The intentions. So now I understand what he means. Okay, so I don't want to keep talking to him. He's not into dissemination at all. Learn from him, Otto, please.
From this point of view that we're going out to the 99% and awakening the blow that we're going to have to stand before, even now I'm afraid to not be correct on this. You talked about the Congress in Romania or Bulgaria? Doesn't matter if it'll be a Kabbalistic or an integral education convention, we're going to awaken people that will later be able to serve. Although there are many dissemination actions that we're doing, there's books that we've translated, the new center that's being opened on between the 4th and the 6th in November, it's still a very young group in its beginning steps.
That's why I think that it's a bit early for us to have a congress there. We have to disseminate there with the forces that we have. We have to disseminate on the net. Through our people all over the world that are related to this country. And to advance this way, maybe in half a year, there will already be a need to have a congress there. Besides, we have to understand that this country and the Armenian people, they're dispersed all over the world, like the Jews. It's a special people. And if we make an appeal to them through all our networks and we start preparing them, then we'll make it so that in half a year, they'll be able to come there and we'll have a common background of integral education. And even though that the country is small, people from around, hundreds of people from around can come. And even though that we have a small group there, but we'll make the Congress, we'll make the Armenian Congress specifically there, and people from all of the world will come there because they're in plenty of places. Even in Israel, we have many Armenians. Therefore, we have to work. not only in the country, but also all over the world, and turning to these to this nation, because they're very dispersed. According to their history, they're like the Jews.
По всей видимости, имеет значение, какая будет направленность подготовки, интегралка или каббалистическая.
So in this connection, it's important, what will the preparation direction be? Will it be integral education or kabbalistic convention?
I think that we have to work on it together, but I think that it will be in the integral direction nonetheless. All of our groups, all of our systems, they're all undergoing this change. On the inside will remain the students of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that's where we get our strength, our force. But we see how the wisdom of Kabbalah is realized today in the world, and this is what we call the integral education. Why? Because we don't want to talk to foreign people that have nothing to do with the Galgalta and Enayim. We can't talk to them in terms of the Galgalta and Enayim, with the wisdom of the Galgalta and Enayim. That's called the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's called the wisdom of the Rosh. And the Guf, the Achap, this is the way that we can talk to them, and it's called integral education. The Russians, they call it MEVO, it's the acronyms for education and something. Yes.
Anyway, I want to say that from the 4th to the 6th of October, we're going to open the center there, and we want in some way there...
We'll write this down, and on that day, during the morning lesson, we'll tell them that we wish them all the best, say l'chaim, sure. But it's really good for us to aim with all those that are dispersed all over the world, Armenians, that let's advance to the Integral Education Congress. So that's it. Let's continue. Oh, we have one more. From what I understand, you're like the good dad and the strict mother, and the nations of the world, they're the poor orphans.
He's saying, the nations of the world, it works out there like orphans, poor orphans, compared to us.
Why are they poor if we exist?
They don't because have we have you, that is, you're also our father and our mother, and therefore they don't have someone like that.
האומות העולם בכלל, כל האנושות, זה נקרא אומות העולם, כל האנושות, אין? חוץ מאלה שיש להם נקודה...
The nations of the world is called all of humanity. Other than those that have a point in the heart, all of humanity didn't need the connection. Each had a god of his own, and connection with these gods of his, this already comes from Babylon, even before Babylon, that they used to work idol work, and they continue it till this day. Today, all these gods are falling, they're coming down. People are leaving the religion, they're creating faith, they're losing the faith in science, they're in a crisis, they don't know who to appeal to, the whole world of a person is shattering. Once he had faith in an upper force, so even when it's bad, there's, my God will help me. Even if I will die, I have there the next world, something. Today it doesn't work. And therefore, the time has come that we can turn to them and to be for them as a father and a mother. But before that, we couldn't appeal to them. There was no need. Also today, we still need more with gentility, with a certain way to come and talk in a concrete manner towards those deficiencies that are in them, and that from day to day, from time to time, from government to government, and from election to election, they understand more and more that no one can help them. There needs to be some sure knowledge that nothing will benefit. And then we will be able to come to them. Because our solution is very, very different. And it specifically is heard after, as they say, all the gates are locked other than the gate of tears. Then the same thing with our solution. It is heard only after I am despaired and I see that there is nothing. Then I will be able to hear it and to accept it, even though it's... But all of a sudden I start to feel that here is this opening. It's like a tip of a needle. I can feel that there's a connection here with the upper force that will operate. That what we're telling them, it's like we're saying, guys, we have an opportunity, a possibility, a special action with which we awaken contact with the force, with the upper energy, which can correct us, which can correct our world. We're not doing anything. We're just opening as the tip of a needle. All the rest is done by that big energy, which is called the upper. You know, it doesn't matter how you call it. Let's see this from the workshop. Let's see this from our actions between us. And they are already ready to hear this. Yes.
Unfortunately, the most beaten up listen, those that work for 20 hours a day, they're like slaves.
И это пугает, что начнут слушать, когда все окажутся в таком положении, когда...
It's kind of frightening that people will start listening when everyone will be in this situation, dead-end situation.
No. Each hears according to his level, to his degree. Don't think that the people, the certain kind of people don't hear. The fact that they have what to eat today, it doesn't lower the concern from them. Because the progress of the world is really concerning. We have no control over it. We're like in a cart or a car that the brakes are no longer there and the car is on a downhill. And it's a really steep downhill, and it's just, there's nothing you can do. And there's nothing you can do. And the steering wheel is barely working, maybe a little bit, but it's already not working. And we are starting to see that the speed is getting more and more, and you understand what a problem this is. And what is there? I remember the accident, my accident, so from all the cases, there's a bus here and it has a wheel. And here there's big rocks. So at least in that wheel, I have to enter into that wheel. I have nothing softer to hit. I have to do that. And we were in a very big steep hill. So I found it. That was clear to me that if not that, we're not coming out of there. It's a total crash. Only that. So, in such a case, if humanity will feel itself, and I think that the big ones are also feeling this, only still not hearing it from us, they're not hearing the solution from us yet. We have yet tried to reach them yet, truly. And there's always those, I didn't care, they're developed. I have today, it's enough. as long as let's eat today because tomorrow we'll die. So therefore, we need to continue and continue, and with dissemination, there's no despair. And if they'll hear it in 10 years, so what? This crisis won't end. In 100 years, it won't end. Only if we participate in it in the right intention. Otherwise, nothing will happen. That I promise you. You'll see how it'll happen. It will not end. It will constantly just grow in all different manners. There might be some periods that are a little quieter, a few months or years, but it's because the actions are such actions that they're like a disease. It enters a little bit inwards, it eats the body up a little bit, and then it breaks out a little bit more. And again, it's a certain cycle, but it won't end. And it will come to states that it will cleanse humanity to the end. It will wring you to the point that you won't be able to grip onto anything. Not religion and not money and not hope and love of relatives, of the children will eat you. The family will throw you from your home. Nothing in the street and outside and anything. You don't know what kind of world you can depict such things that it's true, simply if you won't be ready to accept the method of correction. That's it. And what problems with the weather and with the and what forms of ecology and so on. And it's not that this essence is in order to finish humanity. No. Rather, only to invite within you the right intention so that you will want to change, to grow with your mind like that father who's bringing you the blows. How's right? He's bringing you the blows. Now rise to the next degree. You will see what his intentions were so that you will grow to be like him. You'll grow with your mind to be like him. All of a sudden you see that it's not blows, that it's the expression of love. That's how your vessels all of a sudden feel it. And also, didn't we have blows in the past also? And he never caused suffering to anyone ever? Now you see and understand.
But at least will they be able to withstand the problems?
They won't have to stand before these problems if they'll go to correct themselves. The problems become merits to the worlds that are full, to the vessels that are full with all splendor. But to deal with them, no one will be able to. Today, from day to day, from year to year, we're entering into a greater and greater weakness. Despair, lack of desire, and... Yes.
Rav, I feel the obligation to disseminate. It's in the books, the group. I feel it from the group. It's burning in me. On the other hand, I hear the Rav saying that only after you study for years and you're ready, only then should you go and disseminate. How do I, as a virtual young student, how am I supposed to understand this? Am I supposed to wait till I'll feel ready? Or simply go for it and feel and do what maybe the physical environment wants.
I don't know. I don't know yet. We will see what to do in the country where you are. I rely only on our loyal veteran student, Owen. Do you live also in Beijing?
I live in Shanghai. I'm less talking about the Chinese people, but around me there are Jewish people, there are foreigners.
That's something else. If it's not to be in contact with the local nation, then that's something different. Then it's probably either in Hebrew or in English.
Yes.
Okay, so you need to talk with our guys that are in this, and we have a English department and to receive from them all the materials, also in Hebrew, and then you can, together with them, work. And other than that, let's hope that I will soon come and we'll do something, some actions there. Okay. We're already...
So,
in connection to the speech, thought, and action, we need to come to a state in which we see that speech does not change reality, actions do not change reality, only the thought, meaning the intention, it changes reality. It also has to be accompanied by speech and action. That's how it sounds. Okay? There are no questions on this yet anymore, right? Yes? And Bala Sulam emphasizes here that also if he puts his free time for the benefit of the other people, but he doesn't have a thought that he's doing it in order to bring contentment and to be similar to his actions, to his ways, then this is called the Green Movement or all kinds of Greenpeace. Humanitarians of different kinds. So my question is, if one puts all his time towards the benefit of others and doesn't believe in the existence of a creator or wanting to bring him contentment or all sorts of such religious concepts, why is he not clothed with advancing in complete love? It's not just that he doesn't advance, he descends. Because there's one force in the world that operates. I'm looking at the system. I need to operate this force, this energy, so it will operate in a positive manner. Am I doing this or not? How do you do this? You do this only by raising man for correction. He doesn't know what it is to raise man. If he doesn't know, then sit and don't do anything. It's better. It's beneficial. But it's not like that. He wrote that without intention at all, that he has no connection to this. These actions are only bringing all of reality, all of humanity, to the recognition of evil, that there must be here a spiritual action in order to correct the state. If we do not come to this, then the state deteriorates and deteriorates until it obligates you to think this way. Because you're asking, what am I suffering for? Why am I suffering? Who is causing this suffering? These actions altogether, you're just doing paka, 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 and it does all kinds of things, right? Meaning, this is all. The right intentions no one has. Therefore, the whole world is deteriorating. The time comes when a necessity for the intention is revealed, also to some of the people who are called Yashar Kel, Israel, from having the right intention. Not according to the actions, but according to the intention. I want to reveal the bestowing force because I want to be like him. I want to learn from him. Therefore, I am called a student of the Creator. I want to learn from him how to be a bestower. This is called a wise student. He's the wise one, and I'm called a student. I want to have the same force of bestowal like he does, the understanding and feeling. That's what I need him for. I want to be similar to him, because he is great in my eyes. All these intentions, they're what we need to add. And then, and what you need to do in order to implement this intention, do it also in action and in speech. Well, this whole process that you said here, there's a fundamental assumption that I'm feeling or think or that there is him. The Creator is bringing you to the group, is giving you free will, and putting your hand on the good destiny and telling you to take it. And let's say he's not bringing me to a group or anything like that. Let's say I'm just a person who's living in the world and I don't believe in the upper force or something like that. Okay, you're regular. Right. And I'm starting to recognize that to bestow to others is an important and exalted thing, and I'm going and putting all my free time in order to bestow to others, of course, and you are working, and people are killing themselves to help each other. And so why does this not advance me? It advances you to the recognition of evil that you're lacking. What are you lacking? What am I lacking? You're lacking the intention. What intention? Because you see that from these actions, nothing is happening. Why? Because I want to be a pure bestower. That's not the right intention. It's not good. But it's according to your beastly, egotistical mind. Meaning one has to believe in an upper force. No, I don't understand what that means, to believe in an upper force. Before he reveals, he has to believe. I am not demanding from him anything. But this is an article for people. He's not demanding anything of them. He's trying to say that all the responses of people, other than those who belong to Israel, who have a connection, all those that have just good desires from person to person, by doing so, they won't do anything. They will not benefit the world. There are many organizations. What are these organizations doing? They're eating it, what they're receiving. And they disperse a little bit. They give out a little bit. Even if they spend it all, spread it all out, it's not going towards the direction of the plan of creation. The plan of creation is to adhere to the Creator, to come to His degree, to be similar to Him. It's not in that direction at all. They want, on the contrary, they want, you have a wound and you have to care for it. No, you kind of rub something on it. You say, hey, it'll be okay. So now you have to have even more recognition of evil in this. And it's not. So now they're not only just causing good for the world, they're causing bad to the world. All these Greenpeace and green organizations and Let the Animals Live and all kinds of other organizations like that. And they're confusing everyone. From this, nothing good will happen. Do you think that if they plant another million years trees, it'll be good? No, they'll burn them. Do you think that something good will happen with this nuclear plants? No, so something, one will explode. No, nothing good will come out of this. The direction is completely opposite. Let's spread the food for the poor people. Even more people will die from starvation. That's how it is. The law is operating. It's working. You can't do anything with it. So let's see these things in a realistic manner and explain it in a gentle way. Of course, not the way I'm saying it right now. In a gentle way, that we have no choice, only to add the intention. The intention means to know what the goal is, well, somewhat, to the degree that each layer, level and level can do according to their perception, their intelligence or development that they can digest. But they need to know what for and why and how. Speech, thought and action. So that each and every one will have it. And we too, as we're going out, we have an intention. We have our intention. We want to teach them with the intention. There's also speech and there's also action. In the work with the public. Yes, Moshe. I thought that you wouldn't ask today already. The right intention. What does it mean? That I need to feel the intention? Or does it need to be at the level of my mind? The right intention, let me tell you, the right intention is a depiction of the desirable state. And this depiction includes me and the world and the Creator all together. What I want for it to happen that way. That's the right intention. That's what it's called, the right intention. So it's like, as I see black upon white here on the page, and I'm looking at it for a few minutes, and I see the ink, and I go out to an action. And later it says that the intention that here I saw in this picture, in this schematic, if I go out another half an hour, it'll connect the order of forces. Can I say it this way? There's a certain picture. It's also changing all the, each time. But this depiction, in it, everyone exists. I want to reach this form in actuality. And this is called my intention, my future form that is before me as my goal. That's my intention. The intention is some mantra that's in the air or something. It's truly the picture of the future world that I want to realize, so that it will be realized, so that I will be there and all of humanity will be there and the Creator and everyone. I'm not erasing anything, God forbid. I'm not the Lord of everything here. Only I want it to be worked out in that way. That's the intention. Just like they're saying to a person, what are your intentions? I want, with this intention, as I see reality, for everyone to be living in adherence with the Creator. This ideal state, this harmony, this picture that is so beautiful, that everyone's living in adhesion with the Creator. Yes, imagine it. With me, that's the reality. That's how I want to see the world. That everyone's attaining Him, everyone is in unity with Him. For that, we need to be in unity with Him between themselves. Everyone is one body, is one man in one body. All is knowing the Creator, Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. And this is something that I want to feel and understand and to live in this. I want to live in this kind of world. This is my dream. Yes? Meaning, if I, for example, meet a friend that's now in a lecture and I stop him for a moment and say, what are you doing? And he immediately can say, look at this kind of image, and this is what he has in intentions. Even though for him, it's in his subconscious. He himself doesn't believe that he's in some serious intention, like he sees this matter. What I want to reach here is some... I don't understand. Again. There's a state... When I come right now with my dissemination to someone... I have a plan, whether it's clearer or less clear, how to bring him to that intention of mine in a more active way or less active way. It depends on whether he has a point in the heart. Maybe it'll awaken, maybe not. So in what way can he also be associated with this? Just like every person in the world. Yes? I want for him to be long to that trend. This is the goal of my dissemination, because I know that in this incident, it'll be good for him. That's it. Therefore, I want to draw him to that picture, to that depiction. Of course, along the way, I prove him that this is a good idea, how you can come to it, to the workshops, adhesion, connection between us, and so on, that it's not endangering anything, that it's beneficial for his children, for him, and for his family, and for everyone. But in the end, what I want is for him to be with me as one body for the attainment of the same goal. Yes? And if I will enter to these people who are doing good for the world? No, I don't go into those kind of people. Or I go into any synagogue or any simple place, and I'll say, ask him, what are you doing now? He can immediately also say about this schematic, I don't know what they will say. Either I don't know or I don't want to hear, because it's not important to me. I, to those people, to people who have an opinion how to correct the world, I never enter into a discussion with or argument with, ever. I go to people who have a deficiency for the correction, and not that they know how to correct. And I don't go to prove to them that my means are better than theirs. They think they're going to correct the world in that way. I truly don't. I'm telling you this also from experience. I do not have, I don't touch with them. It's not a matter of going into to them and talking to them about this. The question is, if I'm asking them, what is your intention right now that you're doing your action? He's also going to depict this same schematic. What do I care? Let him say. So if he has the right intention, so why doesn't he have correction? That I don't know. I do not enter into that. I'm telling you, I don't care. I don't want to touch anyone initially. You're saying he's saying things. I'm not listening to his things. I'm not hearing his things. I'm not going to prove, as he's already thinking about this for several years, and from year to year it's getting worse. I don't want to prove these kind of things to him. What for should I? Don't put an obstacle before a blind man. He is certain that if we don't pick the flowers, then the world won't be, you know, beautiful. Okay, let him be in the... Or a religious person who's praying in the form that he prays, yeah? I'm talking about this form, this specific form, meaning only egotistical, for the sake of himself, without the need for the upper force or any direction or anything like that. Anything he's doing good for the world, let him be in this. I'm not going to go tell him that he shouldn't. Let him be that way. He has an action and he has the right intention. He doesn't have the action or the speech or the right intention, even the speech. And before we finish, one announcement, the World Convention in Bulgaria. Dear friends, from November 1st to 3rd, a powerful convention in Borovets, Bulgaria. We're inviting the friends from the World CLI to unite with us and to awaken to the dawn of the new world. For details, eurocongress.info. Have a wonderful day.
Said, I wonder if we could unite humanity into a single man with one heart and one body. I'll cover him with love. It's the only thing we must learn. 'Cause we came from one point into this point we will return. We are a village, that's how we used to be. We are a village, and we're living in unity. We are a village, that's how we used to be. Warriors racing.